And now the story of a reunion between two veterans of the Iraq War. One is a veteran in the traditional sense, an Army officer, Lieutenant Douglas McGregor. The other is our correspondent, Jamie Terabay. Just over a year ago, they shared a brush with death in the Iraqi desert. Both are now back in the U.S., and their new assignments brought them together near Fort Hood in Texas. Here's Jamie Terabay.
The first time I met McGregor was almost the last. I was scamming a ride in his Humvee. He was leading a supply convoy. We were headed to a military base in Diyala province. Along the way, soldiers defused two roadside bombs. Then, up ahead, a deserted road, where the only bit of colour was a large yellow trash can. The convoy keeps going. No one is hurt.
Have you been hit with an IED before?
No.
No?
That's the first guy.
That's the first one.
I've never gotten over that attack.
Well, normally we would stop for a post-blast.
After, just the idea of going back to Diyala made my stomach turn. One of the things that made it easier was checking in with soldiers I'd met there, like McGregor. Now, on the other side of the world, I was looking forward to seeing him again, this time without the dust and filth and the meager rations.
They're further front, like right here.
When I see McGregor, it's at his house in a quiet street in Killeen, 10 minutes from Fort Hood, where he's still posted. He's in civvies, and of all things, he's been gardening.
This was my project last weekend. I put in all the rock, the lighting, and the planted some rose bushes. And
that's cool. This is your gardening. It's suburbia, and very different from the sand-swept barracks of Forward Operating Base Normandy, where he was posted for 15 months.
Let's go in the front door. I've got to see how a 25-year-old soldier lives, alone.
Everywhere, reminders of Iraq. In his office, an award on the wall from his unit, the Delta Force Support Company for the 6-9 Cavalry. In the kitchen hangs a sort of Kurdish good luck charm. There are lock boxes in his garage, still bearing the dust of Diyala. But there's also camping gear, fishing rods, and a dirt bike. He grew up with his family on a horse farm in Wilsonville, Oregon. McGregor has always told me how much he liked being outside. And when he got back from Iraq, he got himself a present, a brand new motorcycle.
It's a Ducati 1098S, red.
About 15 miles away is a lake with a hiking trail and a waterfall.
Yeah.
He comes here often with his brother Brian, who lives close by.
This is really beautiful.
Yeah, it's a good area. It's kind of nice down here.
Even I start to relax.
And there's some good hiking trails back here, but mostly, most of the time when we come by here, we're just on a motorcycle and we pass by and we go do laps around the lake.
We walk along the rickety bridge, pointing out different birds. But it's not long before our conversation turns to that village in Diyala.
Yeah, it was about 14 months ago when we went into Shakrat, and then it was pretty peaceful when we first got there, and then it just kind of blew up after that, and you came right about the time it was blown up.
There were IEDs everywhere. It was only my second day there when I got into that Humvee.
But see, for me, that was one time in how many months and, you know, years of being in Iraq. Mm-hmm. But for you, that happened practically every day.
Somebody got hit just about every day from our squadron. And my platoon, we did have a lot of IEDs detonate on our vehicles as we went by. Some of them caused damage, some of them were able to just keep on driving.
He says the first time he felt an IED was probably the worst, and the shock that followed.
Like the sounds, and just the feeling, and the sight of going from just perfect clear to dust and chaos.
Being in a war zone for 15 months gives you habits that make it difficult to adjust to normal life. A lot of soldiers say driving is the hardest thing. Some freak out about having other cars right next to them. In Iraq, that could only mean a suicide bomber. Others drive really slowly in case there are wires on the ground and they don't want to set off any remote bombs. McGregor says certain loud noises that sound too familiar still get to him. Getting to sleep, also a problem.
Better than when I first came back. I don't know if I would say I sleep great. I wake up a lot throughout the night.
He'll only have a little more time to rest. McGregor will soon go into training for Special Forces, an assignment that may take him back to Iraq.
How do you make a connection between what was then and what's going on with you now?
For me, I can't see the connection. I think that it's a completely different reality that they live over there in Iraq, whether it's the Iraqi people or what we were doing or the soldiers that are over there right now. It's something that I look at and try to take advantage of. I try to go on a hike at least once a week. It's just enjoying life.
That's good advice for me, too. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News.